Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Leadership Call on the 6th of May, 2019 at 1900 UTC. And attending the call today is Cheryl, Pat, Lou, Vanda, Sebastian, and Daniel. And we have apologies from Erica, Casey, and Jennifer from ICANN.org, Brenda and Nagar. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record, and I'll turn the call over to Nagar. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the call. I wanted to apologize first and foremost. I sent the agenda for today's meeting a few minutes before the call. I realized the hard way today that I don't have Jennifer's skill set. So I'm looking forward to her coming back from her PTO so that I can leave you guys in her capable hands. Other than that, I will just provide a very quick update to everybody on agenda item number two, the outstanding request. I just have one update on the technical writer request that the review team has, and that is that we have started the internal process to start engaging candidates for this request, for this technical writer role. And we will provide updates to you guys along the way as this work progresses. I don't anticipate that it will be a lengthy process. I think it will be a fairly quick one. But regardless, we'll keep you posted along the way as we move everything forward. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. If nothing in terms of questions, I can hand it over to Pat and Cheryl to take us through the rest of the agenda.
Thanks for that, Nagar. I just typed in the chat, I sincerely hope it won't be lengthy. We certainly heard that it shouldn't be lengthy under these circumstances, but we also made it very clear at our last meetings that this is a time critical thing. So keep the pressure on whoever needs the pressure on them, will you? What do you reckon?
You got it.
Thanks. I guess the next thing then, Pat, if there's nothing else from staff on outstanding requests, is there any action items that haven't been picked up on that need to be at this point in time looked at?
Yeah, so Cheryl, this is Pat. I think the one action item that I wanted to make certain that we confirmed is that David McCauley will be joining us on the agenda on Wednesday, May 8th. And when we get to the agenda itself, I just want to figure out what time we'll want him on, because he's going to join me here in my office when he gives that presentation.
Perfect. Great. Okay. So we'll make sure we give adequate time for Q&A on that as well. That's great, Pat. Thanks. All right. Well, we'll come back to that one as we go through the May 8 agenda. Is there anyone from the leadership team that wants to put anything on today's agenda just while we're talking about agendas? Sebastian, go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, Cheryl. I don't know where we will be able to discuss the question of request, but maybe in a report from each of the subgroup, but I have the impression that there are requests already written in the document, in the Google Doc, and it maybe need to be written somewhere else, but how we handle those requests. And my second point, it's more a question to Cheryl and Pat, how you'd want to deal with report you and I received from the ombudsman. I am at your disposal to have a chat, or if you want to do it on the meeting, it will be okay. Unfortunately, the 8th, I will be in trouble to be really receptive and available. I will be on the call, but doing something else at the same time, then it's not the best time to do anything, but if needed, I can organize myself. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I guess if we take those two suggestions separately, the first one can be discussed as we look at the review May 8 agenda. Oh, sorry, the first one will come in as we look in what needs to be covered off by the various work parties in their parts of the agenda. By request, Sebastian, can I ask for clarification? You're talking about things that the work parties wish to have made sourced and made available to them, correct?
Yes. If we take the the document, the Google Doc from a board group. It's mainly the part who talk about actions needed, and there's my Google Home who is talking to me at the same time because I talk about Google. There is some color, how you say in English, in violin, in dark blue. There is some action item or action needed, and some of them are need to be done. And then we have to decide who will do it. For example, the interview with the chair, the current chair of the Workstream 2, how we organize that, and some other questions. That was my my point. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. So this is really something that does also fit into the normal agenda for our full review team meetings. But specific requests that we need staff to action, whether that's a document sourcing or I guess also to ensure that there's knowledge and coordination about activities being being set up, such as an interview that was separate from a more public one, such as interactions that would be going on in face-to-face meetings during Marrakesh, as an example. There's two things. I thought that we had those raised as terms of awareness and sharing also in the updates that we get from each of the work parties each week, but that Jennifer and staff were also keeping a listing of those. I see Nagar's hand up, so she's probably going to speak to that matter as well, and we can come back to the other one.
Thank you, Cheryl, and thank you, Sebastian, for your question. Yes, I was going to actually repeat or mention what you just noted, Cheryl, that we go through the Google documents for different working groups continuously, and we will capture all the action items out of those documents. For the ones that we can help coordinate or we are responsible for, we will definitely follow up on. If there are things that the review team is coordinating, we'll just keep track of it just to make sure there is alignment. Or if there are meetings being scheduled that it fits in with the other agenda items, et cetera. But we are keeping track of it. We are also looking at the Skype channel. We monitor that as well to try to capture as much information as we can out of it. But it's best to keep information in those Google Docs, as Sebastian suggested, and we'll capture and coordinate on the action items as needed.
Yeah, thanks, Nagar, for confirming what I think was the discussion that Pat and I had with you right back in the Los Angeles meeting. With things such as the one you specified, Sebastian, and I know your hand is still up, fear not, we'll come back to your issues. Interview with the chair of ATRT2, it wouldn't just be one of the work parties that would have an interest in that, and that is where clever coordination, or at least knowledgeable coordination, is going to be useful. We need to meet with Brian on a number of issues, not the least of which is his current role with the ICAD governance evolution work he's doing. but we don't want to muddy the waters as to who's meeting with him on what about when. You know, I said that deliberately backwards to be amusing. I just realised I should not be amusing at this hour of the day, and I should have said it the right way around. Who's meeting him when and what? So it might be better to have an allocated block of time with two or three of the work parties talking to him about these particular issues. But Brian has certainly indicated his availability to us. Pat, is there anything else you want to pick up on that one in terms of logistics before we move on to the other matter? Okay. Now, regarding your mention of the report that the Ombuds has provided Pat and I in response to your complaint, you foreshadowed in the Los Angeles meeting that you wanted to have the rest of the review team look at that, and that's absolutely fine. I believe it'll be a public document with your permission. I think you've got control over that. If it's an item you want to get on a separate part of our agenda on any of the meetings, and if 8th of May we already have a guest activity, it can go on another one. I don't believe there's anything in that report that is time critical that can't wait for a following week, unless you believe differently. Pat, what's your response there?
Well, I think it's a question of, do we want the whole report to be published or given to the team, or is it just going to be a highlight? Or Sebastian, are you looking to have just to kind of state your position and what the issue was, and then hopefully what the outcome was as well? So not sure how. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, and obviously, I believe the Ombuds would want to have some availability as well. So, it's his report to Sebastian's complaint. He's made some recommendations. If the review team need to ask any questions, they're questions that need to be asked of him, not of Pat and I.
So I guess I would ask Sebastian what...
hello, Sebastian.
What are you wanting, Sebastian? What's your desire here? How we can accommodate it?
Okay, I don't know what was the exchange between you and the Ombuds, but that's no problem at all. I suggest that we deliver, you deliver, or Ombuds delivers the report to all the members of this AT-RT3 team, and we have a discussion, obviously, in presence of the Ombudsman at call of the 15th of May. I understand that with the already organized topic for next week, in 3 days, 2 days, it's not possible. And leaving some time for people, if they wish to read the report, it will be able to have that the 15th. And if the Ombuds is available, if not, in one of the next meeting, as soon as the Ombudsman can be available. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. That makes sense. I'm just making a note here, so we also have it in chat with your permission. Because remember, you have control over the confidentiality.
Yeah, you have my permission, definitely. Please record that
that's
a confirmation that I give my permission.
That's good.
To publish it.
That's fine, but there are very strict rules of engagement regarding complaints and management. So Pat and I have done nothing other than follow the rules, including the rules of engagement. So with your permission and your specific request to have the Ombuds report go to the review team, we will do that now as a following item. We will ask the review team, do they have any questions? They can do that on list, etc. State that if so desired, we can discuss this at a future meeting, 15th of May or beyond, as long as it's when the ombuds can be present to answer any questions. Is that a good representation?
Definitely, Cheryl.
Excellent. Right. Okay. So that's a follow-up and action item, and it is not a May 8 agenda item. It's a possibly future agenda item, but the release of the report and any ability for Q&A can also exist on the lists as well. Terrific. Okay. So, we've spent an awful lot of time making sure that the agenda is okay, but we've also done some agendarising while we've been doing it. I'm assuming that no one has SOI updates, by the way, otherwise we haven't actually formally asked for that, and we always should. Then that's the only other, any other business, which it seems like we've fully covered anyway. Does anyone else have any other business they want to bring forward?
Daniel, for the record.
Yes, Daniel, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I don't know whether this can fit into any other business, but this morning in Pacific time, I had a meeting with Casey trying to discuss how we are going to be able to move forward with the reviews working team, party work, and how we are going to be able to engage. Would that fit into AOB or it would come into the work party leaders report?
I believe it will probably be best under the work party reports. And can I ask, is Casey available for the 8th of May, or will you be representing the work party on May 8th?
I will be representing the work party, because some of the issues that we discussed is regarding to how we are going to be able to collaborate with the other respective work parties, and probably she had some suggestions, which would include having at least 30-minute discussions with the different work parties on some recommendations from the ATRT2. And also, she also had an action point, which she was meant to seek a clarification about a report on SSR, because it is following some of the recommendations from the from the ATRT2. So I think that would also probably come into the updates.
Okay, thanks for that, Daniel. Sounds to me like we will expect also some matters to go on future agendas, as well as perhaps some intersessional work as actions out of your report. Because I'm assuming you're not seeking to have those 30-minute interactions with the other work parties during our plenary calls, but rather separately. Is that correct?
Absolutely, but that would be forwarded for more discussion on how best you can appropriately merge the two meetings between the work parties and discussions. Because I'll give an example, like some of the recommendations in the reviews working team, as we were looking at the ATRT documentation, falls, for example, under GAC. And the GAC has the GAC work party has done some substantial work. So would probably request for a meeting together with the GAC and see how we can organize our respective. Cheryl, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Daniel. And I don't know whether it's my internet connection in the hotel I'm sitting in, or whether it was your voice, but audio was a little bit fuzzy for me at the end. But sounds to me, Pat, that when we're doing the agenda of the May 8th for the work parties, we'll need to ensure that at least the reviews working party has some additional time allocated for discussion, because there's a fair amount of interaction and planning that needs to come out of this. And Daniel, it is quite possible, of course, that some of our future review team meetings might be designed to be more single topic, if that's a better way of doing it. So let's make sure we pick that up in the agenda as well. But thanks for that. That we really have therefore jumped into our agenda item four for today. And we've sort of done that on a couple of points. Before we go deeply into the rest of the work parties, can we just roll back, Pat, to the face-to-face meeting plan, what's come out of the doodle poll and the results?
This is Pat.
Thanks, Cheryl. I think Brenda is going to be able to provide that information to you.
Oh, okay, Brenda. Tell us what we're doing, dear.
This is Brenda, and I hope you can see. Hold on. There you go. How's that? There is our doodle poll results, and I will include the link here because I know this is hard to see. You can't scroll. I can't even paste right now. I apologize. Yeah. Maybe I can. There you go.
Okay. Well, I mean, we should all be able to go to the doodle poll from our own doodle poll invitation anyway.
Yep, in the chat. So you can note, the August 28th through 30th had 13 votes. That October 20 through 23 had 13 votes. November 19 through 21 had 14 votes, and January 16 through 20, 13 votes. So those were the highest voted for dates. And you can look at all the other dates at your leisure and go from
there. Great. Pat, I don't know, and you and I haven't discussed this, but it seems to me that where we are with availability and where the work product needs to be, means that we'll have to hone in on that November 19 to 21 as a key drafting time document, drafting of document times, and the sooner we can put that date into final form, the better, because of the 120-day requirement for now travel to be arranged. Do you feel differently or what?
So thank you, Cheryl. This is Pat. So given that it's 120 days, I think that that's the right timing. I also think that it's good timing from the standpoint of it's before the end of the year holidays. We've just come out of Montreal. So I think that it could be very beneficial for the team around those dates, just because of the way the calendar lines up, so that rolling into 2020, we've got a significant work product already done before the end of the year.
Yeah. Okay, so then it can... If we present that to the review team on the 8th of May, then the obvious associated question is, and where is going to be the next issue? So it looks like we've got the when, now we need the where. So Nagar, are you looking at that or what?
Hi, Cheryl. Yes. So we received cost estimates from the meetings team just this morning on different office locations. We are reviewing the cost estimates today to make sure everything is up to par and that there are no discrepancies. And we will be able to share that via email with everyone tomorrow, just to make sure that we have enough time to check everything out. The question is, would you like us to share that with the whole review team or send it to the leadership group first before we email it out to everyone?
I'm ambivalent to the last question, so I'll leave that up to Pat. But before, I mean, obviously on the May 8th, we're going to need this to be a discussion, and the more preparation and the all the review team has, the better, because not everyone necessarily will be making the May 8th meeting, and people can bring their opinions forward then on the list. At least that's my knee-jerk reaction. I see Sebastian's hand is up, and I'm assuming on the dates issue. Sebastian, over to you.
Yes, thank you very much, Cheryl. It's exactly the question asked by Daniel on the chat. It's my question was, we were targeting a meeting in August, September. Now we take date in November. I was thinking that we may have one in September and one in November, but maybe it was a wrong assumption from myself. I still think we need an earlier meeting to do our job. I don't know why, but it's really difficult to have inputs from the member. I know that we can try and we will try, but I was hoping that the September meeting will be very beneficial for enhancing or advancing the work before we are doing the drafting. I was thinking that one and the other could be done, but maybe I'm wrong. Back to you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Sebastian. Well, of course, if any of the work parties want to have a remote participation exercise as opposed to a face-to-face exercise, that's a productivity tool that has been used. It's certainly far less costly and it doesn't involve the whole of the review team, noting that for August and September, there are a number of people who are just literally not available. And certainly that would affect other work parties. So one of the things that was deployed in recent cross-community working group activities on, if memory serves, I think it was IANA Transition, was a meeting was held, but it was still a virtual meeting. But we blocks, working time blocks of 3 hours with a break and then another 3 hour block to follow. And we could certainly look at that as a tool for work party productivity if the work parties and the review team thought it was worthwhile. Yes, we certainly said August, September had desirability in terms of our work plan and productivity in general, but we also said that we felt it was important that those who were not available and could not make it in some cases through no fault of their own to the last face-to-face, if they were available, we should make every effort to do the next face-to-face meeting to suit them as well. Sebastian, again, I see your hand up. Remember, this leadership team meeting is about working out how we help the review team solve these problems, not to solve them ourselves, but do go ahead.
Just to add two points, at least, I guess, there is the difficulty to find dates, and I understand. My question is that we get 16 participants, and do we were able to contact the two who didn't answer, and if we can add them to such to any dates? I know that they could have answered the doodle, but it seems that it may be difficult for one and not doable for the other. That's my question. Thank you.
Well, I don't know what staff did or didn't do in terms of personal outreach. I am aware that we can certainly ask them as a result of these polls what their availabilities are. So, Pat, your reaction to that?
Sebastian, just one point to add is that two of them, the two, were not participating to the LA meeting. It's why I am asking this question.
I understand that. I'm well aware of that. And I'm also aware that at least one of them could very well not be available for any travel in any of these dates. It's quite possible. That doesn't mean that, you know, they're not able to contribute. But obviously, we need to ask them then. Can we scroll back to the names, please? Because obviously we will. It would behoove us to reach out. Pat, do you and I want to do that now in the next day or two or leading up to the May 8th?
Yes, we can, this is Pat, so we can certainly do that. You know, the challenge is that these doodle polls, they come out on the mailing lists, and you know, we should have some reasonable expectation that people would either get the answers to somebody who can enter them if they can't, or they would actually fill out the doodle poll themselves. But certainly we could ping the folks directly that didn't respond, yes.
Yep, we'll do that. Nagas, over to you.
Thank you, Cheryl. It was you already noted that we had done outreach to the review team via the mailing list to remind them of the doodle poll. I believe Brenda had done maybe 4 outreaches, if I'm not mistaken. As a reminder, the doodle poll has closed, but of course we are happy to still get input from the individuals that had not filled out the doodle poll and see what the results look like.
Okay. Daniel is again in the chat. Obviously, people who find dates that suit them are going to have biases towards dates that suit them. And, you know, that is going to be why some people would prefer during the European holidays and some people will not prefer during the European holidays, you know, depending on what they're doing for their holidays. But what Pat and I are keen to do is try and ensure that we have maximum participation and minimal barriers put up to those who wish to participate being able to participate. So, let's look to this in the May 8th discussion. Note that there are certain dates that just won't work because of the lead time we have. So, in fact, we could black out a whole bunch of dates off this doodle now because of the 120 days. And I'm also tempted, Brenda, if you want to look at doing that, just to make it clear what is and isn't still on the table. And there are certainly other ways which don't involve moving people around the world to sit across tables from each other for work party productivity to be looked at that we can discuss. That is not saying that flying people around the world to sit across tables from each other does not have value, but I would remind you all, it has been shown not to be a sole methodology for productivity. It is an important tool, but not the only one you have in your toolkit. So obviously, Pat, we're going to need a block of time, a fair block of time on May 8th for this discussion as well, I suspect. Your reactions to that?
I think that that's, we should plan for that on May 8th to have this discussion. Yes.
Okay. Right. So with that, you know, as long as we come to a result relatively fast, otherwise there will be more dates that will have to be blacked out of this set of options. Remember, we already have dates that can't operate because of logistics ICANN have advised us about. These are the dates that worked with those ICANN limitations. Now we're going to cut dates off the front because we're just taking so long to come to a decision. We will be forwarding it, as in the process, and we're going to try and do it as hastily as possible. Okay, so going back then to our agenda, obviously we're going to need to have those cost effectiveness things sent out, as Nagar said. I don't have any objection for it to go in the preparatory material for the meeting, because it's material that we'll be sharing and discussing at the meeting. Pat, do you have an issue then?
I don't.
Okay, good. Daniel, obviously you're very keen on August, September, but I will point out that that means that, for example, Michael, who, you know, is running one of the work parties, cannot attend. And Pat and I have to consider that as well. So if you feel you're getting pushback, you are. Not because it does or doesn't suit Pat and I, but because we're trying to ensure fairness and equity across all the work parties. The only way you're going to be fair to me is if you all came to Australia or New Zealand. And I guess that'd blow the budget in one hit. Right. So, okay, back to our agenda then, Pat.
Input. Don't know for the wrong.
Okay, Daniel, but I was only partly being flippant because, you know, these are costly exercises when we run a face-to-face meeting. And so we need to do them wisely. Certainly need to do them, but we need to do them wisely. So we'll give a fair block of time for this discussion. But Pat, if you've got no objections and neither the leadership team do, let's get the materials that Nagar referred to out to the full list as soon as possible, the current doodle results, and in that we will also use what we can do in terms of pinging the people who haven't responded, but also follow up with them during the May 8th meeting, assuming they're attending. Vander, I'm sorry, what do you mean? We will lose full November out of office. A lot of people will not be allowed. I'm not sure I understand. Vander, can you help me understand what you meant by lose full November? Please. Thanks.
Okay, Vander, it's because we are exchange that we're going to go to Montreal and then back to home, then back to another place to our meeting, and Patty added, and then off to IGF. So it's almost 1 month going and come back. Depends on the place you are. You're going to lose 2 days and 2 days to go, 2 days to come back. And a lot of people may not be allowed by their employees to do that.
Vander, I understand what you're saying, but that's why we asked the people to put in their own dates. Yeah. Now, if they did not consider that they would also be going to other travel in that month, then I'm not sure what we can do. I mean, these are adults who should be able to you know, look at their calendar and go, oh dear, my boss won't let me do that when they're filling out their preferred dates, I would have thought. But we will have this discussion. If there are changes and adjustments that we need to make, hopefully we will unearth some of them issues in our meeting with the full review team. Some people may not have gone back in and changed their doodle because of other issues. I don't know. We will find out on the 8th of May, I guess. Indeed, it's good that it doesn't affect you, Vander, and of course those things never affected me when I was self-employed. But it is something that we need to consider, and of course it is something that has caused people to not be available for great swages of time in their doodle results. All right, so that will bring us back to item 4 then. We're going to have the cost estimates go out with the doodle, and the doodle poll go out, and a follow-up on the doodle poll for item 3 to have a substantive discussion on the 8th of May. Pardon me. The work party leaders, we've heard from the review team, we're obviously going to need to give you every bit of, what do you think, every bit of 15 minutes, Daniel, for what your work party needs in terms of update and discussion, or do you think you need longer?
Daniel, for the record, I think so far based on the from the discussions that we had with Casey this morning, we're going to be sending out the questions and probing for discussion on the mailing list as we start to extract key components that could be used in the report. So apart from that, I've shared all the other respective information I learned during the call, like for example, having dialogues together with the other review working parties like the DAC, the commission, just that we can be able to come up with a harmony report. Thank you. Back to Sharon.
Thanks, Daniel. So Pat, we've seen that the GAC groups continued on. Sebastian is indicating that he at least is concerned about how much productivity is going on within the board group. So if there's any issues, Sebastian, that you want to raise on the 8th of May, if you're not able to do it on the 8th, then certainly on the 15th, I don't know whether you want to split the issues, if you and Osvaldo want to have a discussion the same as Casey and Daniel have done and plan your attack, and then maybe on the 8th just update us on where you are in terms of the attack plan for your work product. That might help with your logistics, but we certainly would want to see it in the following week a little bit more substantive. Community, who have we got in today's meeting? Have we got anyone from community here? I mean, obviously we've got GAC, but GAC are doing well. We haven't got anyone from community. Okay, so look, Pat, what do you reckon? Will we assume that if there was issues, we'd have heard about it? Let's while we now move into the agenda for May 8th, we've got 15 to 20 minutes with the matter of face-to-face meetings and that sort of logistics. I hope we won't go further than that in time. Is that a good time allocation of our meeting, or am I being optimistic, Pat?
Well, I think that, you know, given where we are talking about it today, there's a high probability, I think, of it going over 15 minutes, just because we took.
Yep.
We took just over 10 with a smaller roster today.
Yep. Okay. Well, let's budget 20. Let's budget 15 to 20 on that. Then if we budget our usual 5 minutes per working party, but also, and some of them won't take a full five, I guess, but also give another five on that. So do 20 to 25. With a bit of fudge factor maybe built in for work party updates and discussion of any harmonised efforts, because that seems to be something that's important and has been noted to as need out of Casey and Daniel's group at least. That might be one that then gets continued in the following meeting. And that's okay too, but at least we can get the conversation started on 8th of May. So what that's running, so we're running at least conservatively 45, let's assume that's 50 minutes of our call. Administration will take that to 55. We have David, and that then is going to, we're getting pretty close to a full agenda for a 90-minute call, aren't we?
Yeah, so David has three slides that I think it'll take him about 9 to 10 minutes to go through all of that. And then we were thinking maybe 5 minutes, 6 minutes of questions. So he's planning for 15, but again, maybe 15, maybe 20.
Yeah, I would think there's enough interest in understanding the IRP process that we should certainly budget 20. And I think we need to leave that little bit of fudge factor in as well. Are we going to try and squeeze anything in with Brian in that agenda then, or do we need to put him off the week after? Why we're asking, team, is because Brian, obviously, he's put out the... and, yes, we need to get our clutches into him as the chair of ATRT 1 and 2, but... he's also keen to interact with us because the evolution stuff has just gone out for public comment, and he's making himself available as well. My feeling is, Pat, this May 8th agenda is getting real crowded real quick to try and wedge that in, but I'm happy to hear your views on that.
No, I think it is too. I think we should make a decision between the 8th and the 15th, if you want Brian this week, I can move David off to the 15th. But since we haven't actually scheduled Brian yet, I'd prefer to put Brian on the 15th, unless you see a priority to get him in quickly.
Well, I'm happy to hear from the team on that, but my gut reaction is we can make just enough mileage out of having him on the 15th as we can now. It's just, and I also think people don't necessarily jump straight into public comment mode the moment that public comments go out, at least certainly not what I've seen over the years in ICANN.
I agree.
Okay, so what do you think, leadership team? Are we don't want to bloat the May 8th agenda much more than that. If we put the timing on our agenda with those items, recognising that there is always the option for any other business to be brought up, and I am a little bit suspicious that some of our budgeting of 20 minutes is probably going to push to 25 at least on some of these things. Okay, Vander's in agreement with that. Okay, well, it looks like we've got some rust. Rust? Whoa, I've got some rust in my brain by the sound of it. Some rough timings at least sorted. And I'm quite comfortable with that. It's going to take probably longer than we think to look at the logistics of where to have a face-to-face meeting as well. For example, I noticed, Lou, when we were discussing face-to-face meetings at the last call, you indicated that if it was running at a certain time of year, your preference would be for it to be in the APAC region over the European region, because that would suit logistics for your travel. You need to be closer to home at certain times. So by the time we tease those things out again, it might take a little bit longer as well. Okay, if I haven't captured that effectively, then let me know in chat. Pat, looking at time management for today's meeting, we've, as usual, have filled up our hour pretty effectively. Do you want to run the AOB and any action item and decisions reached? We need to now decide, however, when in our schedule we put our guest. I didn't see Nagar's hand up because I had scrolled down to see who was here or not. From community input, for dear, that's the only downside of Zoom, isn't it? The hand. My apologies, Naga. Over to you.
No worries, Cheryl, at all. Thank you very much. The only item I want to highlight pertaining to the agenda for the plenary call this week is discussing the terms of reference and work plan, given that we are looking at early June for publication. If this doesn't have to be done on a plenary call, I just want to remind everyone we can handle this via mailing list so that momentum is not lost on this work.
Okay, so let's whack a 5-minute time slot in for the reminder of that, the poking of the review team members to get them into. Oh, I need to deal with that mode. And Pat, I'm thinking that sounds like it's going to get a Guernsey on the 15th as a discussion item. What do you reckon?
No, I think that's right. I think that's probably about the right time.
Okay. And thanks for that, Naga. Good catch. We certainly don't want to drop. Michael, pleased to have you join. We're really towards the end of the agenda, but that of course happens. We think we've got our timings right for May 8th. The matter that we're about to discuss is now having got the timings for what's on the agenda on May 8th plenary, when we have our guest to take us through the real-packed and exciting world of IRPs, my inclination is always to get presentations done at the beginning of a call for the block of time you allocate. I just think that's a courteous way forward. I don't like, you know, people sort of, you know, having to be at our beck and call and you know, waiting for us to get through our own administrivia when they're committing their time to help us understand things. But I'm open to other suggestions. I mean, Pat, obviously, you know, he's going to be in the same room as you, which kind of makes it a little bit different. But is there any reason why we can't do the IRP introduction update and Q&A as our second item after welcome roll call and SOI updates because of the guest nature of it?
No, I think that would be helpful from the standpoint of it gives David a time to arrive and roll call and SOI updates. I'm not worried about him. I mean, he's not going to. It'll be fine. It'll be good from a timing. He won't have to just hang around and wait to come in. So it'll be good.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's no objections, let's make the location of that agenda item. That will be the first substantive item after our administrivia piece. Excellent. I think that was the most critical decision we needed to make in terms of what goes where after we've worked out what is when and how long it's going to take. Good. Nagar says done, so it's done. Pat, what have we missed?
Anything else from all other any other business?
Okay.
And then
Michael, just while we've got Michael, I just didn't want to miss the opportunity. We're concerned about making sure that the work parties had opportunity to, if we don't meet face-to-face until the 2019 end of year in the November period, I think it's 19 to 21 or 19 to 23 August, whatever it was, if the work parties can consider what other mechanism of productivity, if that's going to be an issue for their work product, if you and your work party could consider it in advance of the call on 8th of May, because particularly noting the pressure from some of the other work party leaders to get together in September is one that disadvantages you specifically because you're unavailable. So if you can think of one of the things I suggested that has been done is take work party productivity opportunities as concentrated but longer remote participation exercises, those single topic or single purpose calls for up to 3 hours in blocks of time. That's been used quite successfully back in cross-community working group days for, as you will remember, the IANA transition work, but also is, of course, one of the tools used for the EPDP process that's recently gone on. So not saying how to do it, but just asking the work party leaders to think about it. So you and Erica might want to put your heads together on that. And yes, Evander, the group you are running has been highly productive with Skype, and you've also made sure that it's getting into the documentation as well. So that's good. All right. Top of the hour. We started a couple of minutes late. Anyone who needs to leave now from the leadership team, Pat, obviously you and I need to dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure we've got our AIs properly reviewed. But if anyone needs to leave, I'm sure that's fine now. We thank you all for your input and your commitment to being part of a vibrant leadership team. But if you want to stay, what we're going to do now is make sure we've captured everything.
Senator Gar, this is Pat. If you can take us through that, please.
Absolutely. Let me start by reading the agenda for the plenary call. First item on the agenda for May 8th, welcome and roll call. Second item is the independent review process presentation by David. Third item is update from each work party and discussions of any harmonized efforts. Fourth item is the team to reach final agreement on the next face-to-face meeting location and dates. Staff will be distributing the doodle poll results and the cost information to the whole review team in advance. Fifth item, is the terms of reference and work plan, just to quickly check in on progress and promote working on the mailing list to advance the work, any other business, and confirming action items and decisions reached. Any questions on the agenda for Wednesday?
All good.
Okay. Wonderful. Moving down to action items captured today. Staff will go through the Google Docs and capture all action items noted by the sub-team work parties. Leadership to share the ombudsman report with the whole review team, noting that Sebastian has provided his permission, and ask for any follow-up discussions and Q&As to be added as agenda items for future plenary calls after the 15th. Staff to send cost estimates for the meeting locations and doodle poll results to the whole review team prior to the plenary call on Wednesday. Consider adding Brian Cute to the plenary agenda on the 15th to discuss evolution of the multi-stakeholder model since this document has been published for public comment.
There's a minor adjustment to what you've captured regarding Sebastian's complaint to the Ombuds Office and the Ombuds report back to Sebastian, which Pat and I have been copied in. The distribution and everything is as you've read out, but I did think we were going to make sure we noted that any discussion with the review team would be at a time that the Ombuds is also available so he can answer any questions because it's his report.
Oh, understood. Understood, Carol. Thank you for the correction.
That's okay. Oh, it's more an embellishment, but it's, I hope it's an important one.
All right. Thank you, Nagar. Appreciate that.
It's Sebastian. Just one point. It's a little tweak, but it's at the 15 or after. It's not after the 15. Please.
Yeah, as you've written in chat, at 15th or up.
Thank you. I captured that as well.
Okay, take us home, Pat.
So I've been on calls since 1 a.m.
I think that was it. I think you just did, Cheryl. Everybody, thank you all for joining, and we'll see you all on Wednesday. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks very much.
Everyone.
Bye for now.
Thank you all. Bye.